on campus
and online.
This is URN.
The University of Nottingham has been ranked among the top universities in the UK for international student experience. Nottingham has reached number 2 in the league table for the International Student Satisfaction Awards 2014 and is one of only 5 UK universities to receive a rating of outstanding. A 21-year-old man from Nottingham has been jailed for harassment after sharing an explicit photo of his former girlfriend using the messaging service WhatsApp. Luke King was prosecuted under the Prosecution for Harassment Act 1997 and faces 12 weeks imprisonment. Unsuspecting British shoppers are buying puppies online that could have been smuggled illegally on fake documents. The Dogs Trust is warning of a shocking animal treatment by breeders and transporters in Eastern Europe. US President Barack Obama has defended plans to use his overriding executive powers to push through changes to the nation's immigration system. The plans aim to protect young adults who are brought into the US illegally as children from being deported. However, Congress has said the move represents an overreach of powers by the president. The first record Elvis Presley ever made is to be sold at auction. The recording of 18-year-old Presley singing My Happiness and That's When Your Heart Aches Will Begin will be sold at a public sale for the first time, among 68 of Presley's other items, including his driver's license. Andy Murray says he's nowhere near the standard of Novak Djokovic, Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal at the moment. His tennis season came to an end with a 6-love, 6-1 thrashing by Federer at the World Tour Finals last night. He believes he can challenge the trio at January's Australian Open, but not by playing the way he is now.
That's quite clear, quite a long way from that level, but a lot can change and in a matter of weeks and months in tennis.
That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 20 to 12.